Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Fans of the Beach Boys mourning the loss of Brian Wilson today. Of course, one of the biggest contributors to music in the 60s, 70s, into the 80s. One of the main writers of the Beach Boys was Brian Wilson.
Interesting figure.
Oh, yes, he was. He was a very interesting figure.
In the music world, based on his connection with the psychedelic scene in the 60s and then, you know, the whole success of the Beatles. He interesting character.
It was sad news today for Brian Wilson as he's
82.
He had a lot of different health issues recently.
Yeah.
And over his life. So he was 82 years old. Any Beach Boy requests? Some of your favorites maybe from Brian Wilson? We were fighting over Kokomo. Now, that's not really a Brian. I know that's not a Brian Wilson song. That's Mike Love and those guys. But
he was on hiatus at that time. Like, but that's not, they're not an 80s band, though.
I know that.
But you were saying that was...
You take me too seriously.
You were like, they were big in the 80s, right? And I was like, well, yeah. If you want a 60s band.
If you want to trigger Locker, just make some inane accusation about music, and that will...
No, all I said was...
He'll turn into a historian. Here he goes.
Kokomo was a hit. Here he goes. Yes, the Beach Boys were releasing music in the 80s. I don't think they were known for being an 80s band, though.
What started this is because Greg Morgan's away, you're filling in on the 80s show.
Awesome 80s show.
So I said, are you going to have to re-record the whole thing because
and I'm like, no.
Beach Boys? And he's like, they're not 80s. And I'm like, hey, Kokomo.
They were primarily a 60s band.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Anyway.
Any Beach Boys requests? 1-877-332-8255.
You know what, Scotty? You got to queue up one of my favorite Bare Naked Ladies tunes, which is Brian Wilson. We should play that.
Lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Let's get to the starting lineup. Each and every day, the starting lineup, the top sports headlines. Day off for the Oilers. And by day off, I mean optional skate. And by optional, pretty well the whole team showed up, but we're still wanting to know who's starting in net for the Edmonton Oilers.
Will he start in game four?
We haven't decided. We'll announce that before the game. But I think a lot of the games maybe it wasn't on his A game. Our team wasn't on their A game in front of him.
Yeah, Locker and I both believe Stuart Skinner will start game four tomorrow. Calvin Pickard and
shortly
Skinner.
We keep saying that. I think that's worth saying out loud. Like, if he lets in a couple of goals, I think Pickard will be in the net real quick.
Well, it's interesting that their save percentage are pretty much identical in these playoffs. Well, Skinner's 7-6. Pickard's 6-0. In these playoffs. Nugent Hopkins, game time decision tomorrow. It was the same for game three, but he still played. So there will be lineup changes. We know that for game four. It looks like Stetcher might be in for Klingberg, who did not have that great of a night in game number three.
They started to get to Klingberg and Wallman, who played on the same defense pairing. But I think it was because Wallman was running around trying to kill somebody the entire game three. So that probably played into it as well. We'll stick with the NHL. Another Norris Trophy for Cale Makar's trophy case.
As Makar jumps in, there's an attempt. Cale Makar shorthanded. Slapper. He scores. Cale Makar.
All right. So this is his second. Like I said, Makar took 176 votes out of the 191 first place votes. So it looked like it was a lock. Makar joining Bobby Orr, who had 8 Norris trophies. Potvin had three. Coffey had multiple ones. Erik Karlsson in NHL history to capture Norris trophies before turning 27 years of age. So that is pretty significant company to be in. He's still really young, isn't he?
Well, he is. He's got a
How old is Cale Makar?
Career ahead of him. As we go to Major League Baseball, the Jays continue to be hot.
This is hit hard to deep right field. And Jimenez has hit it out. An absolute bolt off the bat of Andrés Giménez. His fourth home run of the season, and the Blue Jays are out in front early.
Well, they beat the Cardinals 10-9. They're in action already. Right now are the Toronto Blue Jays. They've won 11 of their last 13 games. So the Blue Jays are now in a wild card spot. Of course, yesterday we had Mike Wilner on talking about the turnaround for the Toronto Blue Jays as they continue to play some mighty fine baseball of recent note. Meanwhile, they're up 5-2 right now in the top of the seventh, trying to sweep this series from the Cardinals.
Wilner did mention that the bullpen is not as strong as it has been in past years, so expect some slides through the course of the year. Cale Makar, 26. I just looked it up. I knew he was under 27, obviously, but 26 years of age, man, doing what he's doing right now, he's going to be a monster for years to come. NBA Game 3 of the Finals tonight.
Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. It's good! It's good!
SGA on the drive, pulls back, jump shot.
Got it!
Chase Plunder on full display here in Game 2.
The series is tied at 1-1. The game is in Indiana tonight. OKC bouncing back in Game 2 after losing the first one. The first finals game in the city of Indiana in 25 years. Halliburton is limping around after Game 2, but there's no real final definitive information about what he is going to be playing. So teams have won 45% of the teams won road games at a 45% clip since 1995.
Yeah, road teams are playing really well.
Playing really well in the finals right now.
And you know what today marks, Locker? We're a year away from the World Cup in North America.
Down to the baseline, cutting it back, across the face of goal, loose, and it's in! Jonathan David, of course it is!
That was last night. The Canadians lose in penalties to the Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, but they still took the inaugural Canadian Shield trophy, if you're wondering what that is, and going, what?
I didn't know either.
It's new. It was made up so they could play some international friendlies, bring some competition over. That is, I like the head coach, Jesse Marsh's quote. You know, this is something you can cock to do these types of things to Matt. Yeah, we just made it up so we could play some international friendlies because they don't have to qualify for the World Cup because they're already in it as one of the host nations. Of course, it is the United States, Canada, and Mexico, a year out from the World Cup. Watching North America host the World Cup.
Every 4 years for the World Cup?
Every 4 years.
Why does it seem like that came around quick again?
It just felt like it was in Qatar. Didn't it?
Yes! Is it just me?
What a whirlwind that was.
That's 3 years ago. What is going on?
Time flies.
Wrong with time.
Time flies when you're having fun. But we have something to give away for you, the listener, here on the Green Zone today. It's a $100 gift card from Boston Pizza and a VIP table Saturday night, our Saturday night main event. As the Riders take on the Tiger Cats, the Oilers take on the Panthers in game number 5. It's the Acre 21 location of Boston Pizza in Regina. If you want to join us, we want you to cut a promo on the Tiger Cats, the Panthers, maybe all things feline. When you say cut a promo, yeah, we're talking WWE.
I'm ready right now to crawl through the hottest desert, to swim the deepest seas, to climb the highest mountain. And the only way it'd be a happy new year for me was if I could wipe out Bundamania and get my hands on that big, nasty, stinking giant.
So Can you cut a promo? 1-877-332-8255. We're doing the same thing we did last week with the Pink Pony Club. Record it into your phone. Text it to the fan line. 1-877-332-8255. Cut a promo on anything feline. The Panthers, the Tiger Cats. That's who the Riders and Oilers will be playing Saturday, and we'll be watching it live at Acre 21 location, Boston Pizza in Regina. $100 gift card and a VIP table up for grabs this afternoon on the Green Zone on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Now we're thinking of them, and then played one of the classic Beach Boys songs after that, sending love to Brian Wilson as one of the main voices and writers of many of their hits.
He was on a different level creatively and very prolific for a lot of years. Even in his down years, apparently he wrote a lot. He thought differently.
So Brian Wilson, dead at the age of 82. If you have a favorite Beach Boys tune you want to hear this afternoon, send it our way, 1-877-332-8255. Okay, we have a giveaway for you. But like last week with Pink Pony Club, we are making you work for it just a little bit. It's a $100 gift card for Boston Pizza and a VIP table to join us in Regina, Acre 21 location, Boston Pizza, out east in Regina to watch the Rider game and the Oiler game on Saturday. Plus, we're doing our pregame and postgame from that location as well. And we're asking you, with the both teams playing cats, so to speak, the Panthers and the Tiger Cats, asking you to cut a promo, WWE style, 1-877-332-8255. One of the people that work here that we trust the most to know how to do this right,
on the wrestling side of things, right,
is producer Scott. So he tackled one as an example for you.
Let me tell you something, Green Zone of Maniacs. When the Copper and Blue show up in Miami for Game 4, those kitty cat Panthers are going to get hit with a double clothesline from Oil Country. So what you going to do when Connor and Leon and the Edmonton Oilers destroy you?
See,
it doesn't take much.
It
can be even shorter than that if you'd like.
I would just like to point out it doesn't need to be as good as that either. That's an excellent example of cutting a wrestling promo from our producer, Scott.
So, just start.
Nice work, Scotty.
Talk some trash about cats.
Yeah. Where we belong. No one's going to make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay together. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wait?
That request. Coming in from John in Wilkie. To remember Brian Wilson, if you look at his catalog of songs written or produced
by him,
performed by Brian Wilson,
yeah,
and the Beach Boys, my goodness, it is,
yeah,
hit after hit after hit, as Brian Wilson died today at the age of 82. As we continue here on the Green Zone, we have a giveaway for our watch party on Saturday for the Oilers and the Rough Riders. You can win a $100 gift card, Boston Pizza, Acre 21, and a VIP table. All you have to do is cut a promo on the Tiger Cats or the Florida Panthers. Talk some smack in what's going to rain down on them in Game 4 or on Saturday in the Hammer. 1-877-332-8255. Record those messages. Text them in to us to try to win our prize. VIP table with a $100 gift card for our watch party. What are the Oilers' chances of turning this around? Let's get to Gene Principe in South Florida ahead of tomorrow's game number 4 from Sportsnet. Gino, on the shows, people are asking me on our shows, what do the Oilers need to do? What are some of the changes? What do you think? Is there anything really they can do other than, you know, don't take so many stupid penalties and discipline?
Yeah, I think that would be, you know, the first adjustment is not getting themselves into penalty trouble. You know, if penalties are even through two periods, for example, and each has three minors or something close to that, then that's fine. I think it's twofold. The Oilers' power play isn't quite at the level that they can be or have been, and their penalty kill is more of a challenge right now. And Florida Aaron Ekblad's goal was a beauty on the power play in Game 3. But I think it's rolling their lines. I mean, if you've got depth but can't use it, what's the point of having it? And I think that's where Edmonton is at with their four forward lines, that they feel like if they can get into a five-on-five game, they like their chances. I'm not saying that their power play might not score three times in Game 4. They've got the firepower to do that. But I think they just want to get back to a maybe a more traditional game. As for overall adjustments, for sure. I think one of the things Chris Knobloch said, the pride of Imperial Saskatchewan, is that, you know, when you go through a series and you start to get some traction in the series, it's not just opening game, but now you're three in, and you may even look at what happened last year in the playoffs between the two teams. You start to decide, okay, is it just a mistake, a one-off or a two-off, or is this something that is a trend and something that we have to address, something we have to look at, and most importantly, something we have to fix to try and tie up the series.
Gene, speaking of adjustments, are you going from a 30 to a 50 block?
I am right now tanning my back as I'm waiting for the clock to buzz for me to flip over. Yeah, I wear 50. It looks like I wear 0.5, but honestly, there isn't like a decimal before the 5. It is, you know, it's funny. I think it's the world we live in. And listen, for any kids or young adults out there, even adults, for sure, protect your skin. People think I don't. If I was working as an auto parts salesman and I was on a conference, maybe 7 people would see my color or 10. But when you're on TV and 4 million people are watching,
you took a lot of heat.
And it becomes, yeah. Well, I do take a lot of heat, literally and figuratively.
Who's the biggest beach guy on any of the broadcast crews? Are you one of the guys?
Well, normally my partner in crime is Jack Michaels. Jack knows his way around a beach and a pool. Usually we're together on that, but right now Jack is doing the Oilers Radio Network call.
Okay.
And with me being on Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada, we're at different hotels. David Amber enjoys his sunshine too.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, I saw David Amber and Elliot at the beach the other day. The other thing is, you go to the beach and listen. You can
must be hot with Elliot in that suit on the beach, like
yeah, a little uncomfortable for him, you know. But hey, Elliot doesn't even sweat in those circumstances. The guy never sweats. I mean, he's cool as a cucumber. But Craig Simpson goes for long walks. I mean, that's his sort of way of. I don't know if it's preparing, but getting away from the game, which, you know, Chris Knobloch actually said today that's sort of what the plan was for the Edmonton Oilers. He wanted guys away from the rink, and the next thing you know, there's 16 of them skating, including Leon and Connor. So it wasn't a, I guess, regimented, orchestrated practice. It was more just some drills.
Is Knobloch actually contemplating a goaltender change, or is he just playing the game? Like, we're all anticipating Skinner will start Game 4.
I don't know, 70-30 that he would start Stewart. Like, I would be, I don't know if I'd say mildly surprised. I wouldn't be shocked, for sure. I don't think I'd be, like, surprised, but I might be mildly surprised. I think the game was the way it was, and to say that it was Stewart, who himself, after the game, said, there's a couple stops I need to make. I mean, there's no one that's more upfront and honest about his play and when it can be better than the goaltender of the Oilers. But it was just an off game, I think, for the entire team, right? It just wasn't what they expect of each other. So to sort of single out one guy, but if they're going to single out one guy, that's generally who it would be. You know, you're not tweaking too much with your top 9 forwards for the most part. You're not fooling around by taking out any of your top 4 defensemen. You might alter the pairings. So we sit and wonder, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is a game-time decision. The coach did say he will be making a change. So I took that as a personnel change, not a different goalie in. So I think it's Stewart. The coach has been quite clear in saying that he's got confidence in Calvin. It's not that he's not putting Calvin in because Calvin can't stop pucks. it would be because he just feels like he wants to give Stewart another chance, or Stewart gives them the best chance on our Thursday night in Sunrise, Florida, to tie up the series.
Gene Principe of Sportsnet joining us in South Florida ahead of tomorrow's game number 4. More with Gene on any other lineup changes for the Oil coming up next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
And now come on a safari with me.
The first album by the Beach Boys, 1962, Surfin' Safari. Getting requests in, 1-877-332-8255.
Lost Brian Wilson today, 82.
Celebrate the career of Brian Wilson. Died at the age of 82. Meanwhile, some wrestling promos starting to be cut by our listeners at 1-877-332-8255 for the VIP table. We'll be playing those coming up. If you want the VIP tape, cut a promo on the Tiger Cats or the Panthers. 1-877-332-8255. But back to Gene Principe in South Florida getting set for game number 4 tomorrow, Oilers and Panthers.
Gene, we, you know, touched on personnel changes. There is a thought that Klingberg might be out and Stetcher might be in for him. Yeah. And then the other guy we're keeping an eye on because he's clearly hurt, something's going on, is Nuge. Do you have any updates on Nuge?
Yeah, so Nuge is another game time decision. Something is hampering him. So I would say, and while I don't know, but I remember Chris Russell, whose father was in the rodeo, and those people are tough people, and former NHL defenseman, and his dad would say, "Are you hurt or are you injured?" And Chris used to often say, when his dad would say that line, he'd get up because he was hurt, he wasn't injured. And so Nuge is somewhere in between, I would think, because, I mean, we
didn't take any face-offs on game 3.
Yeah, so there's something about a hand injury. He's skating fine. He skated the other day. He did not skate today, but others didn't either. So, I believe Nuge would play. I think the one forward that people, Oilers fans, are wondering about is whether Jeff Skinner might come in. He played one game, then sat, then played one game versus Dallas when Connor Brown suffered a concussion, which was game 5, I believe. That seems so long ago, and scored a goal. And so those would be the two guys, but I think bringing in Stetcher, the belief would be that he would match up again with Darnell Nurse. They were great when Troy was playing. So 1-2 changes, goalie change. We wait to see tomorrow morning when they skate, because the intention was that they would have a morning skate. But now, having seen so many of them skate today, I don't know if maybe some forwards won't. But usually the defense always skate. Once the sort of formal part of the practice is done, the D will gather with Paul Coffey and take shots and just spend some time together as a unit. So we wait to see. It would be easy if they just said, yeah, this guy's in, this guy's out. I mean, at this point, I don't think, if you said Stuart Skinner is or isn't starting today, does that mean that the Florida Panthers are suddenly now putting together 720 video clips of Calvin Pickard to prepare themselves for game 4? I don't know, but I remember once a coach telling me, why would you tell someone you don't need to tell them? So that's kind of where we're at with the Stanley Cup potentially handed out in game. Well, Oilers fans certainly not open game 5. But either in game 6 or game 7, depending on what happens Thursday night.
Finally, Gene, outside of being completely baffled by the undisciplined and the unraveling, as Chris Knobloch said, one thing we've seen about this Oilers, I know there's some Oilers fans who are like, oh, no, that's not, this is now Panthers taking over. How the ability to bounce back, the ability to shake off, what have you seen from this Oilers team when it comes to resiliency that, Oilers fans should have some faith that game 4 is going to be a completely different story from game 3?
They shake anything else off. They'll be playing Taylor Swift's Shake It Off in the dressing room and not Pink Pony Club and play La Bamba. I can tell you that much. I mean, listen, the Oilers have not been, they've not been in an elimination game. So those are those are the end-all, be-all with dealing with pressure and responding. But, you know, down 2-0 to L.A., that's a pretty decent-sized hole that you've got to dig out of, and then they won 4 in a row. And I have to be honest, watching Vegas in round 2, Riley Smith scoring in game 3 with 0.4 seconds left, that was a moment, right, where you're like, okay, you know, how do they come back from this? They came back and had not one but 2 shutouts, including one in the clinching game, game 5, that went past 60 minutes. So they've met all their challenges to this point, and this is the next one. They, you know, 3-1 doesn't sound like a whole lot different than 3-0 last year. We all know how hard they dug in, as Connor McDavid said after game 2. You know, if you got it, you got to bring it. And listening to the Oilers with that sort of viral video that showed up of the Oilers captain, they don't feel like they're at that point. I mean, if you think you have to, you know, if you're at the point where, you know, there's no return, I don't think that's 2-1. I mean, then I think you're, you know, I always joke, I coach my daughter's soccer team, adult soccer team, and, you know, things aren't going well. And we're not the highest level in Alberta, but we're a good level of soccer. And I always say to the young ladies, listen, 2 buttons I never press, the snooze button or the panic button. And you got to make sure that you're not pressing either of those if you're the Oilers. You don't want to snooze because you can't afford that in game 4. But I don't think you're pressing the panic button. You know how big a game it is.
Yeah.
Of course. But why should you be, you know, worried about every single pass and play? You just have to go out and play, because if you play thinking that this mistake could lead you down the wrong path, I don't know. I've had bosses looking over my shoulder, and it does not make me more productive when I'm feeling their breath on me because they're waiting to see what I'm going to do. You have to trust these young men. They know what they're doing. Any adjustments, as we talked about, you know, at the top of the interview, are being made. And, you know, I love what Chris said on the day off, that, you know, before game 4, he said, you know, players want answers. And sometimes they have them, but sometimes you have to provide them. And so it was right away after that game, it was moving forward. I think the last 11 minutes and everything that went on, Leon Draisaitl said, you know, it wasn't UFC, but there were a couple elements of that, except especially Jonah Gadjevich. I mean, he looked like he'd come out of the octagon there. You know, he had blood on his hands, and it was quite the moment, you know, for him. And he ended up getting the player of the game MVP award from Brad Marchand. So that tells you a little bit about what they thought of that. Up to the Oilers to respond. I mean, that's kind of what the playoffs are all about. So I think they're ready. I think they're prepared. I think they understand that it is a huge game, but it isn't the one that ends their playoffs, but it is the one that puts them in a best of 3.
Well, Gene, always appreciate your time. Thanks for it. And enjoy game 4 before the flight back, the quick turnaround from game 4 to 5 back in Edmonton. Thanks for your time, Gino.
Will do. Time to turn over for me. Take care, boys.